Our colleague, Melissa Block, the host of All Things Considered, has spent the last few days in Mississippi, traveling to cities and towns devastated by the hurricane. She joins us now from the capital, Jackson, with a reporter's notebook. So, Melissa, tell us what you've seen.
Well, the scale of the destruction, Linda, everywhere you go is just colossal along the coast. We went on Thursday to Gulfport, Mississippi. It's a big casino town. About 75,000 people live or lived there, and it took just a massive storm surge and huge energy from the winds. If you can imagine this, it took a casino that had been floating out in the Gulf and catapulted it onto land, onto a parking lot. You'll see shipping containers and semi-trucks just flipped on all over the place. And it makes it extremely hard, obviously, to search for victims who might be trapped underneath all of this debris. We met up with a man, Dave Dorsett, who works with a FEMA search and rescue team out of Miami. And he said, we know there are bodies under this wreckage, but how do you get them out? How do you get a guy out if he's stuck under a barge? There's also just a huge mess of all of the stuff that the hurricane brought in from container ships and things that were stored at the port. So you'll see these enormous rolls of brown paper and pallets of plywood. And let's listen to Dave Dorsett. He told us also about some of the things they're finding all through these neighborhoods.
You're going to see big bags of Hudson chicken parts, hundreds of thousands of them.
Right down the street here?
And it's on every street. And the bags are now, because of the temperature and stuff, they're starting to, the pieces of meat are starting to decay and gas, and the bags are swelling up and exploding.
What about law and order? Have they been able to maintain the peace in these Mississippi towns?
More or less, and I think to some extent people are maintaining it on their own. You haven't seen anything like the anarchy that's in New Orleans. Tempers are very raw. Relief was extremely slow in coming the first few days, and people are dirty and anxious. They have no power in the shelters, no water. There has been some looting, and you do see signs spray painted outside of homes or businesses that say, you know, looters will be shot. I talked with two women who share a house in Gulfport, Jennifer Cochran and Deborah Wilson.
I mean, it's really been bad to the point when they come over the railroad tracks, I tell them that the neighbors have band together. We don't want them in our neighborhood sightseeing or looting or whatever.
Because we had neighbors that actually came back to their house and they seen looters inside their homes.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and they wouldn't leave.
And they wouldn't leave when they got there.
So what did you see of the relief effort? Did it seem to you that supplies are coming in, that help is not just on the way, but has actually reached the Mississippi coast?
It has definitely started to, and it's very different from even 2 days ago. We drove down from Jackson on Thursday morning down to the Gulf before dawn, and we basically had the road to ourselves. I was wondering, you know, where are the trucks? Where are the convoys? Where are the supplies going in? There was nothing on the way down. And it wasn't that the roads were impassable. The roads were fine. Now, I will say, on the way back out of town that afternoon, we could see a major mobilization. There were dozens of army trucks coming in, food trucks, electrical bucket trucks. And remember, it's not just the coast that's affected. This storm caused damage way inland. And who knows what's going on in the tiny towns that people just haven't gotten to.
There were mandatory evacuation orders all along the coast. People knew Katrina was going to hit. Why do you think people stayed?
Some people will tell you they just had no money to leave. I mean, one woman said, look, if we have $20 in your pocket and you have children and you can choose either food or gas, which would you choose? We chose the food and we got to a shelter and now they have nothing left. But people also say, you know, we were kind of lulled into a sense of complacency. Here's how one man who lost everything explained it to us. His name is Patrick Green.
See, we had so many hurricanes here. And the last one we had, they was telling us how bad it was going to be.
That was Dennis?
Dennis.
That was all we June, got, I think.
Right. All we ended up with was a slight rain, and they were evacuating people and made a lot of people mad.
So you think people had been through Dennis, it wasn't so bad, and they figured I can ride this
right.
one out?
It was like you holler woof.
I should mention, Linda, that this man says he's sleeping in a graveyard on his grandparents' tomb because he thinks the shelters are so unsanitary, and they are a mess.
NPR's Melissa Block speaking with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Thanks very much, Melissa.
You're welcome, Linda.